Greetings and blessings. This is Pastor Mark coming your way on this Tuesday afternoon. And I am so excited that I finally get to share some wonderful news with you all. I have been so anticipating and waiting for God to finally get us to a place where we can share with you the wonderful things He's been doing in our life and this ministry over the last couple of years. We had to take a big step back in order for God to guide us and direct me in what He would have us to do and the word He would have us to share. I want to thank those of you who have loved on us, who have prayed with us, and who have allowed God to lead us to this very moment and this season of a remarkable transition. Listen, what if I was to tell you that for many of us, since our childhood, our pain has been mismanaged? When we were children, we were told things like, shut up before I give you something to cry about. Or when you fall down and hurt yourself, get up and dust yourself off. Or pain is weakness leaving the body. Or no pain, no gain. Or time heals all wounds. But does it really? You see, I say that many of us had our pain mismanaged, not because we were not loved by those who raised us, but because those who raised us didn't know how to manage their pain. And they can't teach, and they could not teach you something that they didn't know themselves. Because they didn't know, we went on and we learned to just push the pain down and move past it. But that pain, brothers and sisters, becomes the foundation of the storms and struggles we have to face in life. Pain becomes the spark that orders the trigger that we are triggered by in our lives. But God, there is purpose to our pain. With God, God does not waste anything. God does not waste our pain, nor does God waste our struggles. I know that because God gave purpose to the struggles I went through. And I want to share with you the message that He gave me, which is Storm Chasers, the blessings produced by the storms of life. Listen, this book is more than just a book. It's a message from God. Storm Chasers helps us diagnose the storms that we're facing. Storm Chasers is pain relief from the things you're suffering in your heart. Storm Chasers is cure for the pain versus us just living with pain management. If you're struggling with grief, Storm Chasers is a blessing for your soul. If you're struggling with a broken heart and how to get past it, Storm Chasers is medicine for your soul. If you're struggling with depression, saved but still struggling with depression, Storm Chasers is medicine for your soul. If you're struggling with feelings of failure and defeat, Storm Chasers is medicine for your storm. Whatever you may be going through and whatever struggle you may be facing, this book will bless you. Storm Chasers provide answers to the tough questions we face and often don't know how to answer, like, why does bad things happen to good people? Storm Chasers challenges the concept of, if God loves us, why is there so much suffering in the world? Storm Chaser gives us instructions and tools on how to put my life to get back together again after it's all fallen apart. And Storm Chasers is founded and based in scripture, not opinion. Storm Chasers is a blessing because Storm Chasers is how God used my storms and led me to see the blessings and the storms that I was facing. Storm Chasers is now available on Amazon. You can get it right now today. Or if you would like a first print author's edition, which is a signed copy, just direct message me and we will make that happen for you. Again, I'm so excited to share this message, this book with you. I'm thankful that God has led me through a journey to relaunch in this ministry. Storm Chasers, again, is more than just a book. It's a message and a ministry that God is taking healing to those who are in pain. There's purpose to your pain and there's purpose to your storms. Let's take this journey together as we become storm chasers and find the blessings and the storms that we have to face in life. Listen, God bless you. I'm glad to be able to share this with you, and I'm excited to see what the Lord is going to do in your life and mine. We'll see you real soon.